They are one of the largest recipients of NIH funding. Their scientists played a substantial role in developing more than half the cancer drugs approved by the FDA in the last 5 years. Dana-Farber Cancer Institute has been making one advanced cancer discovery after another for over 75 years. At Dana-Farber Cancer Institute, what we do here changes lives everywhere. Find out more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Well, at least it's growth.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. It's not by much, but the Eurozone is officially done with its sharpest recession in at least 6 decades. The economy there grew by 0.4% in the third quarter, but analysts had predicted a higher number. British economist Andrew Hilton says part of it is overseas demand for European goods.
One of the things that is working is the export sector. French exports are strong, German exports are strong. But unfortunately, this is threatened by the strength of the euro, particularly the strength of the euro against the dollar.
And Europe now joins the United States and Japan out of the economic tar pits. On the tarmac, it's one of the biggest aviation deals in history. British Airways and Spain's Iberia are getting together to make the world's third largest airline. But there's the matter of a few things to work out, as Marketplace European correspondent Stephen Beard reports.
Both airlines need this deal. Both are losing a lot of money and must cut their costs. Analysts say the merger could save up to $600 million a year. The two carriers will maintain their separate brands, but a lot of back-office operations could be pooled. There are going to be job losses. Both carriers already face strike action, so further labour unrest seems inevitable. But BA's chief executive, Willie Walsh, says both airlines will benefit enormously from the merger.
This is about taking the best out of both and creating a new group of airlines that can compete on a truly global scale. And I think it's very important that British Airways is part of a development like that.
The European regulator is not expected to block the deal, but there is one question mark hanging over it. Iberia says it will pull out if BA doesn't plug the massive hole in its pension fund, $4 billion and rising. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
This is exactly what those two wanted to avoid. Japan Airlines today said it lost $1.5 billion and may need government help to keep flying. Thousands of jobs could go if things don't turn around. The Nikkei stalled today in Asia. Other markets fared better there. European shares are mixed right now. Paris is down slightly, about a third of a percent. On Wall Street yesterday, markets gave a little back. The S&P fell a percent. The NASDAQ about 0.8%. The Dow was off 93 points to close at 10,197. The Federal Housing Authority is the latest government agency to grab the headlines. Yesterday, the FHA released an audit that showed its cash reserves are at razor-thin levels. Sound familiar? Where do we go from here? Here's Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer.
The FHA insures mortgage lenders against the possibility of default if people stop paying their home loans. It charges borrowers a premium. The FHA's reserves have fallen to about $3.5 billion. By law, it should have closer to $14 billion on hand to cover losses. Will the taxpayers have to ride to the rescue?
I don't think the taxpayers need to worry about a massive bailout of FHA.
That's Alan Mendelowitz, a retired federal housing official. He says even if the FHA has to pay out more, it should be able to avoid a bailout because he expects the housing market to stabilize. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by SunGard. 7 million K-12 students are enrolled in school districts that use software from SunGard Public Sector. More information at SunGard.com.
American Public Media presents Workplace You, an American Radio Works documentary supported by the University of Virginia's Batten Institute. More at AmericanRadioWorks.org.
Good news for the economy, yeah, that the first-time jobless claims number fell again to the lowest level this year. But small businesses, those with fewer than 20 workers, are still feeling the ouch. A good number of them are still cutting, and at a higher rate than even big business across the country. Former Labor Secretary Robert Reich is with us to talk about the plight of the small business and whether there's anything anyone can do. And good morning, Bob.
Good morning, Steve.
Now, why are small businesses still cutting so many jobs?
First of all, their sales are still very weak. After all, consumers don't have much money and they're scared of losing their jobs. Most small businesses aren't big exporters, in addition, so they're not benefiting from recoveries abroad. And in addition, many are finding it difficult to get loans. They have little or no collateral, and the smaller regional banks they deal with are carrying a lot of bad mortgage debt and are reluctant to lend.
So will health care reform help them?
It's going to help those who already provide their workers with health insurance. These costs have been skyrocketing for small businesses faster than they have for large businesses because the big businesses have more bargaining clout with providers and insurance companies. The so-called insurance exchanges that are now built into the House and Senate bills would let small businesses pool their bargaining power to get better deals. And in addition, Steve, the House bill would pay up to half the cost of premiums, depending on workers' average wages and how small the business is. And the Senate bill gives small businesses tax credits up to $1,000 per employee. So there are some real bennies in these bills for small businesses.
But I got to ask you, Bob, I mean, what about the small businesses that don't now give their workers health insurance? I mean, won't they be required to do that?
Well, they would under the House bill, or they'd have to pay a penalty. But that bill exempts small businesses with payrolls under $500,000 a year, which would mean essentially that most of your mom-and-pop operations wouldn't have to worry about a thing. They would not be required to provide health insurance.
And of course, many small businesses say that a recession is the worst time to impose any new costs, right?
Yeah, they are right about that. But none of the health care bills will kick in until the year 2013. And I'll tell you, Steve, if we're not out of this recession 4 years from now, small businesses are not going to be the only ones complaining.
You're right about that. Former Labor Secretary Robert Reich and current professor of public policy at the University of California. Bob, thanks.
Thanks, Steve.
And finally, whoever said romance is dead hasn't been to the home improvement store. A former clerk at a West Virginia Lowe's is charged with discounting $20,000 worth of stuff in an effort to win a man's heart. We're not talking just a little off the top. She sold him like a big pressure washer, which could cost hundreds of bucks, for $3.66. They caught her on camera. Police charged the 20-year-old with fraud. No word on whether the customer she helped, the object of her affection, bailed her out, or even asked her out. I'm Steve Chiatakis in Los Angeles. Happy Friday. This is Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.